Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Shepherdess.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing
this? How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you so much. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing very well.
Lovely, thank you so much, and great to have you once again on the show.
Thank you so much.
Lovely. We're talking about the empty nester mom. We talked about mom to daughters to sons. We're talking about empty nester mom. Now, the empty nest syndrome is a common emotional experience where parents, particularly mothers, feel a sense of loss, sadness, or disorientation when the children leave home. It's a transitional period, as we believe, that can be challenging, but also offer opportunities for personal growth and rediscovering oneself. Now, Shepherdess, what does the empty nest feel like for mothers?
The empty nest, I think it's a new experience for a mother where they've been used to staying with their children. They grew up with them 10, 20, some even 30 years there with their children. And all of a sudden, the children go. And it's just a feeling of loss. Where you feel these children have gone, you feel lonely, you feel sad, you feel irritable, and there's usually people questioning their identity. Sometimes they lack energy, and it's where they feel persistently sad. Some find time to sleep too much, lose interest in activities. I think it's just that feeling that we get when you've lost something very, very important. And you just imagine the loss of children.
Yeah, man, I can get that. I can get that. Quite must be a sad moment, man. It is now 14 minutes after the hour, 5 o'clock. And those who are joining us amid a conversation, we're talking to Mrs. Namushi Mutoya, who is the shepherdess, talking to us about the empty nester mom. Now, ma'am, how can a mother deal with the feelings of emptiness when their children grow up and go away?
Let me start by saying it's not an easy experience. As I've said, children are dear to us. We love them. So what we are just discussing are maybe some coping strategies to help you cope. It doesn't mean that when you go there, then all the feelings may go completely. So we want to start with open communication.
Yeah.
So by open communication is when we're able to talk about it, talk about your feelings, as we know that a problem shared is a problem half solved. Just by talking to somebody, talk therapy, you feel better. And you could also try to identify activities that give you pleasure, activities that give you joy. What are some of the things you can do? Identifying new hobbies. Is it where you need to go for a walk? You do some skipping? Whatever you could do so that all you are doing at this moment is trying to replace this moment that maybe you had just attached to spending with your children. So it means you need to also take time to reevaluate your goals, because usually the plans at this moment are all around the children. Your purposes are usually around the children. Sometimes even the husbands are put aside. And so we want to just say, you can really evaluate your goals, do some self-discovery, try to find out who you are, so that your worthy is not just attached to the children. So we are saying practice self-care, then limit the time you spend alone, limit also the time you spend on social media, because social media sometimes has this negative energy that can drain you much more. But instead, find activities. And one of the easiest ones is to be a blessing in the community and try to find ways to do something that will help you feel important, feel like you've accomplished something in your life.
Yeah. Now, you know, with the changing relationships, how does the mother then navigate the changing relationship with her children?
Okay. So we are saying you at this moment you are feeling emotionally drained. And how do you navigate these changing relationships? It calls for a lot. Number one, as a parent, we need to show acceptance. There's usually a high temptation for us mothers to feel like, I'm right, I'm the older one. And it's quite easy to maybe get to control the children. But we are saying when the relationship has changed, we need to accept that our children have grown. They have adopted new roles. They are parents. Some of them maybe are into jobs that will keep them very, very busy. And so we need to ask God to help us to let go, to give them their freedom. Some would have adopted, maybe married at this time. They would have found spouses, and you find maybe their attention is starting to go towards their new spouse. And this is something that we need to accept. We need to reach a point where we just accept that our children have grown. So that could be one of the ways to try and navigate this. So we could also listen to them, get to ask them. I think asking questions becomes very important in life, and than judging, asking why things are the way they are, asking why we are seeing things the way we are seeing them. So that comes with us listening to them.
Oh, goodness. What happened? Shepherdess? Hello?
Hello, are you getting me?
I now get you. You were taking time to listen to them, and I lost you there.
Okay. So I was saying, so you have to find time to listen to them. Yes, so that, and then ask questions so that we can understand what is going on. We can hear them explain how their new experiences are. And this is going to help us. But whatever the case, we still remain parents. We still remain their role models. We still wish them well. We still try to find a way to connect with them so that that can be able to help us to see how to navigate this new relationship with our children. In short, we are just saying we've been relating them into another way, and usually they transition into another form of relationship, and we need to accept that and just know that they are children, yes, but they have grown and they are starting a new life.
And they will have different priorities than you as a mother.
Exactly. Sure.
Must be difficult. I think maybe one of the ways to accept is to really, while they are growing, know that you are having these children coming to you, but preparing them for the world. Wouldn't that help that separation to be easier?
That would really help, and also prepare our minds that one day they'll go. Yes, one day they will not be living with us. One day they'll be seeing us. Maybe they may even go to live into another continent.
Yeah.
So that means we shouldn't just focus on our children. We should find a way to relate with so many other people so that we have a greater support system.
Because what I'm asking there is, how do they prepare for that empty nest?
How to prepare for that empty nest is what we are talking about. First of all, yes, you were mentioning, you said they need to know that as we are raising these children, tomorrow they'll grow up. We are preparing for the world. We are not just preparing for us as a family. But children are meant to be a blessing to so many other people. And so if we raise them in such a way, we'll not feel like we are entitled to them, we'll not control them, we'll accept that they have their own life to lead. And that becomes very better. And so as much as we stay connected, but we give them the freedom to make their decisions, and know that they'll make independent plans when they grow up. And so when that happens, that should now enlarge our support system. We should find other friends. We should find other activities that are going to keep us busy, especially as we know that these children are going to grow and go. Even with the relationship with our spouse, it shouldn't be in such a way that we are only connected to our spouse. We are not we are only connected to our children, and meanwhile we are not giving much attention to our spouse. But and they'll still leave us as a husband and wife. That is going to help us to know how we should nurture our marriage relationship so that it's not affected, especially when the children go.
So how do you then rebuild that relationship with your spouse?
how we rebuild them, that this time maybe the children have gone and we feel like it's no longer as it was.
Mm.
One of the ways is to learn how to reconnect.
Mm.
So we go back to our courtship days.
Ah.
We do the dating nights.
Mm-mm.
You know, the way we would hold hands, the more we would spend more time together.
Mm.
Share feelings. So it calls for a lot of open communications. You talk about how you feel.
Mm.
Not only discussing facts, but being vulnerable with each other so that we can develop the intimacy, because what develops the intimacy is the vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
So we can try to identify what our love languages are. Others love touch. Others love quality times. Others want to be helped. That can help to nurture our relationship. Then we can try to forgive the past, because sometimes we would have involved our children in our issues so much that would have caused so much scars, and we may not even know where to start from.
Mm.
So it's just important to forgive the past and learn how to start all over again. It's also not good to have unrealistic expectations, especially where we think only our partner can meet all our needs.
Mm.
We need to know that our partner is human and they are limited, and that should give them some room of freedom to also tolerate some level of imperfections, because our partners can never be perfect.
Mm.
Then we also need to set boundaries. Set boundaries to know where we can end with certain things, to know how far we may go with other relationships, because sometimes when our relationship is not okay between the two of us, we tend to reconnect with other people who replace the relationship we may have between the two of us with husband and wife. This is where now the issue of setting boundaries becomes important, so that we know what we can do with other people, how much time we can spend with other people,
mm-hmm.
the physical boundaries, the emotional boundaries, and all the other types of boundaries, so that we make sure we now nurture this relationship between like the way we started our journey.
Yeah, I think that's important, because I have seen many a times when after the children are gone, but that relationship collapses and you find spouses separating and even divorcing after 20, 30, 40 years of being together. Now that the children are out, they're now strangers, and there's no point of staying together. And you see these divorces, you know, occurring, you know, in those ages. So I think it's quite important that you mentioned that it is important to work at it. I suppose the couple may have to work at it while the children are still there.
Yes, they may have to work at it whilst the children are still there. Remember, we're saying we have to prepare for this process, because sometimes trying to do it when they are gone becomes quite very difficult.
Mm, mm, mm.
So we need to, as we are living, even for those who have not yet in the MS syndrome, we need to start preparing. We say these children will be gone, and so as we relate, we need to remember we will remain with our spouse, and we need to be close with them.
Mm, beautiful. Well, Shepherdess Mutoya, thank you so much for your time and joining us as always here on the Adventist World Radio. Blessings to you, and have a good evening.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed evening.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.